motor insurance premiums in Ireland 32% higher than those that were charged in 2014. This is not comparative what's happening in the rest of Europe. We're suggesting that the minister gets on, he deals with the proposals in the various reports which are on shelves, and we believe that a dedicated unit within An Garda Síochána to fight insurance fraud was first proposed by us in 2017, but as yet 2 years and a half later, nothing has happened. I believe that all of us as public representatives must set ourselves an objective in the DAL, which returns on the 17th of September, to deal with this.
Now, given Deputy Pearse Doherty's recent work in the DAL committee with representatives of the insurance companies, it would seem insurance fraud isn't as serious perhaps as many people might have thought. Do we need to be looking in a different direction?
It might not be as serious as we might have thought, but it's still quite serious. So we must look at the various reports. We must look at the proposals that are there, and with a view to reducing the cost of insurances. You take rural Ireland, the cost of insurance on top of the high rateable valuation that are there, it's crippling businesses. And we, in addition to the cost of insurance, we must look at also at the rateable valuation.
Given the slow pace that the government is tackling this issue, or not tackling the issue at all, as the case may be, we could well find ourselves in a general election before we see anything substantive done to address insurance. That said, does this mean insurance could become a major issue in the next general election, in your view?
I believe that it will, and I believe that by the spring of next year, at the latest, we will have a general election, bearing in mind that we must have four by-elections to fill the seats of those who are now in the European Parliament, and by statute now, they must be held within 6 months of those taking up their seats, or the writ must be moved by then, and that brings us into by-elections in January, and perhaps maybe the Taoiseach might decide to run to call a general election. But it will, I believe, be very high on the agenda, the cost of insurance.